You are listening to The Scroll, an audiobook about Ecclesiastes written and read by Vance Neudorf. Chapter 17, Part 2. Eli was on his feet, clapping his hands for silence. Someone had to rap Nabal on the head to get him to shut up, but finally the gathering fell silent. "For years now, Kohelet has been teaching us to give up on striving to gain an advantage from our work and to enjoy each day. For the past month, he has been writing down his teachings, and tonight I have asked him to read what he has written." Eli reached behind Kohelet and retrieved the scroll. "I think what he has written will fit well with our feast, and the reason why we gather each year in these leaky shelters." Benjamin jumped to his feet to help Kohelet up, and Nabal took his chance to slip out the door. Benjamin adjusted the wick of the lamp near Kohelet and sat at his feet. Eli held up the scroll. "There are a few who are here who have not heard much of Kohelet's teachings, so I think an introduction is in order." Eli put a hand on Kohelet's shoulder. "Kohelet is wise, and he has passed on his knowledge to the people. He has pondered, searched out, and set in order many proverbs. He has studied to find just the right words, and what he wrote," Eli gestured to the scroll, "is honest and true. The words of the wise guide our lives like a shepherd. Their collected sayings are like firmly driven nails." He paused, winked at Kohelet, and turned to the audience. "Beware of adding to these wise words, for there is no end to what people write, and trying to study it all will exhaust you." Kohelet wiped his greasy fingers on the hem of his robe and took the scroll from Eli. He cleared his throat and looked around the booth as Eli took his seat. Most of the people would have heard bits and pieces of his teachings in the past, but most would not have understood what he was trying to teach them. A few were looking at the doorway, hoping someone would make the first move and then they could join in a quick exodus. But Kohelet had never had a captive audience before, and he was not going to let this one get away. He began to read. The tent fell silent as his words filled the simple structure. Were they listening or falling asleep? He paused as he unrolled one more section of the scroll and looked up. Every eye was upon him. Hearing his words read from a scroll was lending his teachings an authority they did not have when he simply discussed them. Benjamin had been correct. As Kohelet continued to read, he caught glimpses of Benjamin beneath the bottom of the scroll. The man's lips moved in perfect sync with his reading. He paused, and Benjamin stopped, caught his eye, winked at him, and nodded for Kohelet to continue. Kohelet smiled back at him. No wonder Benjamin needed to buy extra olive oil and was so tired in the mornings. His friend had been using the night to memorize the scroll. Kohelet had a momentary vision of Benjamin performing the book on the platform by the village well. It would be a powerful way to communicate the message. "Go on, Kohelet. Don't stop now," Eli called from his cushion. "We want to hear more." There was a murmur of assent from the rest of the tent, and Kohelet raised his voice and moved to the end of the scroll. As he rolled it up, silence fell in the tent, and the entire market was hushed for a moment. A gust of wind blew through the tent, and the lamp next to Kohelet fell and smashed on the ground. Shadows fell across Kohelet's face as he stooped to pick up a broken piece of pottery. He held it up to the light of the remaining lamps. "The time is coming for each of us when our lamp will go out. A time when the dust," he patted his chest, "this dust, shall return to the ground it came from." He smiled and looked up through the palm fronds. "But the spirit shall return to God who gave it." A drop of rain fell through the fronds and splashed on his forehead. Kohelet laughed out loud. "And it looks like our clouds are now full of water." Another drop glanced off the tip of his nose. "I guess this is one night we may have to sleep inside." There was a bustle of activity as people rushed for the door. Happy voices called out in the streets as raindrops sizzled on the brazier. Benjamin, Eli, and Esther gathered up the cushions and piled them under the shelter of Eli's fruit stand. Kohelet placed the scroll inside the shop on the counter and tried to help out, but his breath was gone, as if all those words had drained him. His shoulders ached even as he lifted one cushion, and his head pounded each time he bent down. The rain pattered on the fronds and dripped through to the wet pavement stones. They stood around a lamp at the counter under the awning, and Eli touched the scroll. "It is good." "Now you are sounding like God." Eli shrugged. "Since we are in his image, maybe it's okay to use the same words when we create something new." Esther nodded. "It is beautiful. It fits together so well when I hear you read it. I hope it gets copied many times over." Eli chuckled. "You are a clever old fox. By writing as the king, you have made it impossible for the priests and religious leaders to dispose of your book. The king trumps them all, for they need his protection to get their share of the rewards. It's brilliant, and it's also true, since you are one of the king's descendants." Qohelet wagged a finger at Eli. "Don't you go down that road. Those things are better left unsaid." His friend shook his head and his beard swayed gently. "Now that you have written this scroll, I think it is perfectly fitting. People should know the truth. Your secret should be told before your time runs out, and it should be you who tells it." Benjamin emerged from the shadows where he'd been cleaning from the meal. "What is it you have not told us, master?" Qohelet looked into his trusting eyes. Benjamin was one person who deserved to know the whole story. "I have told you, Benjamin, how I spent my entire life in the king's court. I was raised within the walls. But the reason is that my mother was part of the court. Unknown to anyone else, she was a daughter of one of the king's concubines." Benjamin stared at him. "Then you are a royal descendant, a relative of our king?" "Not so loud. This must be kept secret. You know what the king does to close relatives." Eli snorted. "They like to keep the distant ones very distant indeed. Royal blood is a double-edged sword, and more often than not, it can take off your head." Benjamin's eyes grew wide, and Qohelet put a hand on his shoulder. "Not to worry, my friend. The only person who knew the whole story was Simeon. That's why he took me into the library when my mother died. Her royal lineage at least allowed me to stay in the palace and enjoy my time with the king's scrolls." Benjamin held up the Qohelet scroll. "Then that is even one more reason why this scroll belongs in the palace library." Qohelet touched the end of the scroll, but Benjamin held on tight and looked at him in the eyes. "I swear to you that I will do whatever it takes to get your scroll into the king's hands, no matter what the cost."
"Benjamin, don't say this. I don't want you to..."
"This is my vow. I take it before God. That is all that can be said."
They stood, each of them holding an end of the scroll until tears welled up in Qohelet's eyes and flowed down Benjamin's cheeks. A fresh gust of wind extinguished the last lamp. Benjamin released the scroll, wrapped his thick arms around Qohelet, and then suddenly he was out the door of the booth and into the rain. Esther touched Qohelet's arm.
"You should go home too. You are tired. I can see the strain on your face."
Qohelet looked out at the glistening pavement stones. "Benjamin hasn't gone home. I know that man. He's already making plans to fulfill his vow."
Eli took his arm and led him to the entry of the booth. "Let Benjamin do what he thinks best. You must go home and get your rest."
Qohelet turned to him, tucked the scroll inside his tunic, and grasped Eli's forearm. Eli did the same, and they looked at each other, nodding and smiling. Raindrops ran down Eli's hair and dripped off his beard. He gently shook Qohelet's arms.
"You are the one we have looked to for wisdom all these years. You have been our Qohelet, and when you are gone, we will greatly miss you."
He released Qohelet and disappeared back into his darkened shop. You have been listening to The Scroll, Chapter 17, Part 2. You can discover more at artofwork.ca. Thank you for listening.